Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen meeting, regular meeting for Thursday, April 11th, 2024, to order at 7:05. Can we please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Newberg?
Here.
Ms. Petanici?
Here.
Ms. Fidomski?
Here.
Ms. Berrios-Perez?
Here.
Mr. Kurtica? Mr. Sill?
Here.
Mr. Chevarella?
Present.
Ms. Falcioni-Smith? Mr. Hyder? The record should reflect there are 9 members present. Mr. Mayor, there's a quorum.
Thank you, sir. Number 4, additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption of the agenda. Madam President, anything?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to delete items 10.1 and 10.2, the executive session items. And then there's one addition that I think Attorney Vitterlo has.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was not on. I did not have my mic on. Deleting 10.1 and 10.2. And there'll be one addition. Attorney Vitterlo, if you would like to.
For the purpose of discussing a pending claim asserted by Gemini LLC in executive session.
Any others?
That's all for now, Mr. Mayor.
There are no others to make a motion to adopt the agenda?
So moved.
Made by Ron. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by George. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Number 5, public portion. Anyone from the public like to speak? Have us come stand up by the podium here and hit the button for us and name an address for the record.
Frederick Pikrowski, 216 Derby Avenue, Derby, Connecticut. Okay, everybody, don't have a heart attack. I'm going to say something nice. So anyway, I just want to say thank you for the cleanup on 204 Derby Avenue, where that building had burned down a number of years ago. I called the realtor a number of times and no action was taken, so serves him right to get a lien slapped on it. Thank you. And secondly, as far as I've been reading a little bit more and listening a little more about what happened with the financial systems and the fact that when I came to City Hall and they had to make me a new customer and put all my records in and everything manually, seems to hint to me that some data is missing, specifically any back taxes that are owed. And I know some people called the audit a witch hunt, but if that's what it turns out to be, to find who owes back taxes and they're trying to cover it up, go after them. And as far as Walter Mayhew goes, and I'm going to say it, hang him by the streetlights by his ding ding. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else on the public like to speak?
Jennifer DeRoche, 184 Seymour Avenue. I know we're voting tonight on our finance director's salary and his package. I am hoping he's the best thing that's happened to us, and he's done a tremendous job. I am hoping that everybody's going to keep him on board and keep us on the right track. And the second thing I'm just wondering is if Rich Zekin had said he was going to pay back the money that he took from your fund. And I'm just wondering if he honored his word yet and paid it back.
He has not.
Okay. That's what I thought. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else from the public like to speak?
Good evening. My name is Colleen Ezzo, 14 Lakeview Terrace, Derby, Connecticut, tax board member. I too would like to speak in favor of approval of the appointment of Brian Hall. I think he has made a tremendous difference, definitely with our board. Several of us are new, and his attention to detail is phenomenal. The response time, literally, we leave a meeting at 8 o'clock at night, and by 9 a.m. the next morning, we have an answer to our question, often with attachments that have some kind of Excel sheet or whatnot. You know, I've been most impressed with the work he's done with his patience and tolerance. So I really am in support of his approval. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else in the public like to speak?
Mr. Mayor, I have a letter to be read into the public portion from Charlene A. McAvoy, 200 Emmett Ave. It says, "Dear members of the board, I am writing to you regarding two issues that are within the purview of the board. First, under Section 25 of the Derby City Charter Legislative Authority, the board has the authority to define the powers, duties, and responsibilities of city boards and commissions. I urge you to use your authority as the superior body in the city to impose a moratorium on any new applications for large-scale residential projects. Three such proposals were discussed at the March 19th meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission: 100 housing units to be built on Telescope Mountain and hundreds of housing units near the Seymour border on Great Hill Road, and a mixed-use project near Derby Milford Road. A pause is needed to consider the implications of these projects on schools, police services, infrastructure, and other city services. As you are undoubtedly aware of the city's fragile financial condition, it would be appropriate to consider the studies that have shown that despite claims to the contrary, large-scale residential development brings more cost to a city than is reaped from property taxes. Second, I urge the board to instruct all city boards and commissions to adhere to the provisions of the Freedom of Information Act, which requires public notice and participation of matters on the agenda, and the practice apparently engaged in by the Planning and Zoning Commission to allow for an informal discussion in which one side of an issue is permitted unfettered access to the commission while the public is unable to weigh in. This practice also violates the city charter requiring the posting and notice of matters on the agenda and permits public participation at the beginning of the meeting. I trust that the board will give careful consideration to these matters. Charlene A. McAvoy, 200 Emmett Ave.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else in the public like to speak?
Karen Kemesis, is everybody in the room finished? Because I don't like to interrupt anybody. It's Karen Kemesis, 25 John Street. I welcome the comments from the first gentleman. He's totally correct that the current accounting program that's in there was, in my opinion, put in illegally. And I would ask Corporation Counsel to look at it and all measures to have it reversed so that all of the past information would be much easier for our new finance director, who I am endorsing full-heartedly, Mr. Hall, that it would be easier for him to do any backtracking, researching, and everything else if we had the continuity of that software. So again, check on the software, acknowledge Mr. Hall as doing a fabulous job in the few months that he's been there. I think that's wonderful. I also want to ask again, as I asked last month, when are we going to get department reports? Especially from the building department, you know, you just heard about multiple big projects being proposed. Well, there's a lot being proposed already because you look and see that $250,000 is projected as income for building permits. So certainly we got a lot of things going, and I think that that would be helpful for the residents to see what is coming to town. And then they can make a determination whether or not they think it's too much, if they think it's wonderful, because they're going to watch their grand list grow. But I think being informative would be very helpful. My last statement is, you have Two Factory Street. I've spoken before on Two Factory Street. The property, I understand, and I'm thrilled that we have the money to buy it. It's a property that's assessed at $265,000. We're going to be paying the owner over $1 million to purchase the property. But if that's what it takes to get them out of our downtown, then that's certainly a valuable thing. My only concern is that we are proposing to also move it over to another private property behind BJ's. I understand the private property gentleman is agreeable to it, and it would probably be a good thing. But I think a better thing would be is to look at that property that the city of Derby owns. And rather than have him move over there and have a ownership of the buildings that we're proposing to put up, that we lease it to him and set a final term, that maybe we'll lease it to him for 5 years. If he does a very good job and we're happy with it, we can lease it another 5 years. But if it turns into a junkyard, then we can cancel that lease and tell him it's time to go. So before we just shift junkyards from one private property to another private property, I would ask you to look at the other options so that we would have some management of the future use of that land. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. Anybody else from the public like to speak? Anyone else from the public like to speak? Third and final time, anybody else from the public like to speak? Hearing none, public portion is now closed. Number six, administrative and appointments, approval of minutes, 6.1.1, March 14th, 2024, regular meeting. Do I have a motion? Hello. Made by Ron, is there a second? Second by Rob. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 6.1.2, November 27th, 2023, special meeting. Do I have a motion?
Mr. Mayor, this meeting happened before the current board, so I believe we can only make a motion to file with the town clerk's office. I'll make a motion to file the November 27th, 2023 special meeting with the town clerk's office.
All right. Motion made by Sarah. Is there a second? Second by Amy. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 6.2, refund of taxes. Monthly tax refunds. Move to approve tax refunds in the amount of $3,789.15 dated April 8th, 2024. Do I have a motion?
So moved, Sarah.
Made by Sarah. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ron. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 6.3, appointments to boards and commissions. 6.3.1, Parks and Recreation Commission, effective immediately and expiring as indicated below. So I will read off the names of the people that are being put up for Parks and Rec. Heather Buten, John Bittman, Michael Kelleher, Jose Rivera, Bruce Sill Sr., Ronald Sill, Diane Smith. Do I have a motion? Made by George, is there a second? Second by Robin. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Congratulations. Welcome. 6.4, Mayor DiMartino's update. So I have a few things. First, Brian and I have been working on the budget. We have a preliminary budget set. So Brian did a great job in working on that budget. So hopefully within the next week or two, we could have a budget passed and move on. Two, we've talked to the four bidders of the garbage contract. We've interviewed all four, so I should have something for you within the next couple of weeks to bring forward a company that we think would fit well in Derby and do a good job. We could either do a special meeting 2 weeks from now when we do our subcommittees if we're ready to go. Otherwise, we'll be ready for the May meeting.
When's the contract take effect? July 1?
We would hope June 1st. Yes. Any other questions on that? We always find something here, but so we had an issue with how the PTO was kept track of at City Hall. It wasn't a very good system. Nobody ever checked up on who had what time, how much time they had. So we put a new policy in place. Everybody who's using time must send a written request to by Pam, and then must be approved. And she will keep track of all time now that is taken off by city employees. I don't want to sound cruel, but it was almost like a free-for-all. Nobody keeping track of this time. So we've kind of put a curb to that. We have a policy now in place, and I think it'll run much smoother, and we'll be able to keep track of everybody's time so they know what they have and what they don't. So I wanted to give you an update on that. For the department head reports are coming in. We're getting quite a few of them. They are posted online. So for the residents and anybody to go to online and look at them, that was something we promised in our campaign, that we'd bring back the department head reports. And I think it's running pretty smoothly. You all have been receiving yours, I believe, in a timely manner. So I think that's running very smooth right now. So I'm happy to report that.
Very good. Very informative. So it's nice to see. So we know.
Good.
Thank you.
Good. And then the city hall and library contracts are just about finished up. We should have them for you at the next meeting for your approval. We will get copies as soon as they're signed off by the union. We will get copies to all of you so you can look them over. And then for the next board meeting, we can take action on that. Questions on that? Attorney Testa was very, very helpful in the contract negotiations, and another great attorney from Attorney Bertillo's office. So thank you for that. Those are my updates. Any questions on any of them? Hearing none. Seven committee reports and recommendations. There was no action for all three committees last month, so we can move on from there. Number eight, new business. 8.1, disposal of surplus vehicles at Derby Public Works Department. Move to authorize the Department of Public Works to dispose of 9 vehicles that are permanently out of service and accept $6,500 for the scrap value as recommended by the Director of Public Works, Michael Piscinieri, in his list submitted and dated April 9th, 2024. Do I have a motion? Made by George. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Jessica. Discussion?
Where did all these cars come from?
They've been piling up around for years. Yes. It unfortunately looks like a junkyard in the back. So I commend Commissioner Piscinieri for taking action on this and trying to get the yard to look a little more pleasant than it does right now with all the vacant vehicles that we have. And, you know, that they're just can't even run them anymore. They're out of service. So we're looking to get rid of them.
Good.
And where does the $6,500 go to?
It'll go back to general fund.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. 8.2, master municipal service agreement for construction projects. Move to adopt a master municipal agreement for construction projects agreement number 10-25-03, ID 24D0T0135AA, dated April 9th, 2024, and authorize Mayor Joseph DiMartino to execute said master agreement on behalf of the City of Derby, and further direct that the fully executed document be on file and available for public inspection in the office of the town clerk. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Made by Sarah. Is there a second? Second by George. Any discussion?
Mayor, what is this entailing? What project is this? Main Street, or is this everything in town?
May I?
Yes, sir.
So DOT, this is not Main Street. This is a form contract that DOT is sending to all municipalities in the state and requiring the municipalities to enter into it, because it is a it is the framework for DOT grant monies and jobs that are either run by DOT. Sometimes they're run by DOT. Sometimes, even though that you may have DOT money coming into a town, they'll turn it over to, like I think in Seymour, there's a big job being done there now. I think Holbrook Road, that is being run by Seymour. Okay, even though it's state money, I believe, on some of it. So this is the framework for managing the money, managing the project, who has certain rights and obligations back and forth, and it's basically the framework for taking their money and working with DOT. So that it's one of those type of things that will come into play over and over again, hopefully over the years.
Good, that's great. Fiscal responsibility.
Fiscal responsibility.
Any other discussion on that? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. 8.3, sidewalk reimbursement for Carol Seinfeld, 238 Hawthorne Avenue. Move to approve the sidewalk reimbursement request for Carol Seinfeld at 238 Hawthorne Avenue in the amount of $4,000, as approved by the Director of Public Works, Michael Piscinari. Do I have a motion? Made by Rob. Is there a second?
Second.
Who did that? Amy. I'm sorry, Amy. Amy seconds. Any discussion?
Mr. Clerk.
Mr. Mayor, there's just one correction. The motion on the agenda is correct. If you look at the document, the amount is wrong. I transposed the number wrong. It says 800 on the backup material that you have. The motion is correct, but the amount is wrong on that. It's not 800. It's 800 square feet times $5 a square foot, so it's 4,000, just like the motion says. But on that sheet, it's wrong.
Thank you, Mr. Garhol.
4,000 in no, we don't do 1/3 anymore. It's five for this particular one. There's three categories: for asphalt, for 3 inches of concrete, and for 5 inches of concrete. So this was 5 inches of concrete. So it's at the $5 per square foot. So there's 800 square feet times five is 4,000. Pretty good math, right?
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 8.4, citywide revaluation. Tax assessor Betsy Quist. Betsy, you're up. Please, at the microphone up here, hit the button. Yep. Green light. There you go.
There you go. All right. Good evening, everybody. Thank you for giving me the chance to come here today. My name is Betsy Quist. For those of you who don't know me, I am the city assessor. I've been in this position since 2018. A little background on myself. I've been in this profession since 1989. I've worked in seven different communities, six of them as the assessor. This revaluation that we will be going through this year will be my 13th that I've done for the state of Connecticut, and it'll be the second one I've done here in the city of Derby. There was a PowerPoint presentation in your packet. Do you want me to go through that page by page for the public as well as yourselves? Okay, perfect. The city of Derby Okay, thank you, Mark. And should I go like this when I want you to switch the... Okay. So the city of Derby reassessment was done last in 2020 and expected to go again in 2024. Generally, they are five-year cycles, but the OPM realigned the reevaluation cycle 2 years ago, and the city of Derby was pushed up 1 year. Derby's current CAMA system is Tyler Technologies, and we are on their software called Universe. Right now, there's only four towns in the state of Connecticut that use this existing software. Most of Tyler Technologies' software has been upgraded to their new enterprise assessments. As such, the assessor's office determined the scope of the work for the 2024 revaluation should include a conversion away from this software because it's very outdated and we're having a lot of problems with it. Conversion of data into a new software for utilization of our 2024 grand list and conduct the revaluation, which must be completed by October 1st of 2024. There's a reassessment software history. What's the next? Thank you. Derby Current's current software by Tyler Technology, they provided us a quote to convert our current software to their new software. There would be a $25,000 one-time setup fee. The revaluation, they would charge us $153,000 to do on top of that, and our annual fee would go to $25,000 for the software compared to currently their Tyler software, which is $11,255. In 2023, the City of Derby went out to RFP for a tax collection administrative software, which ultimately resulted in the selection of Quality Data Services as the city's new provider for those services. Equality Valuation Service is a company that specializes in providing property valuations and inventory solutions for assessors in the community, and they are owned by Quality Data Service. So you'll see the terminology go back and forth between quality data and equality, but equality is essentially a part of Quality Data Service, which is the current software we use for our tax and billing and assessment. As part of the tax collection administrative software change, the RFP, there was a verbal agreement to the City of Derby to set a flat fee of $100,000 to do the revaluation, and Equality would take our current Tyler system and convert it to us for us into their Equality system so that they could conduct a 2024 revaluation. They waived the prorated annual fee. They would do $100,000 to complete a revaluation and reappraisal of all our real property in the city and convert from Tyler to Equality. And then they would, after the fact, would be charging us only $7,500 compared to $28,000 for ongoing subscription fee for their software. Derby selected QDS as their tax collection administrative software provider, and the assessor's office in good faith moved forward with the conversion to Equality CAMA software and revaluation services, as it provided a significant savings compared to the current Tyler system and included the decisions based on the following slide. The Equality evaluation process included agreements to the following scope of items: digital images taken at every improved parcel. Those have been put on hold based on the decisions that will be made here today. Data mailers sent to all improved residential and condominiums. That again has been put on hold until there is a decision made today. All parcel changes based on data mailers will be input. There's also one part of this that is not here, is as of April 1st, we were to set out income and expense statements to all the commercial and industrial property owners in the city. We had to put a hold on that. Those mailers are due back by June 1st. So it's a critical time frame that those mailers have to be sent out. That has also been put on hold. All improved commercial properties will be inspected. 400 improved residential properties will be inspected based on my inspections that I've done since 2018. An additional 310 properties will be inspected, selected upon the last time somebody has been to those properties. 200 building permits will be done. They basically, as they're out on the streets, boots to the ground, they will be doing the building inspections opposed to me going out there and doing double work with them. The last 2 years of income and expense information will be put into the CAMA database. We gave them in December our 2022 INEs. They've already been input into their system. So if we were to go in a different direction, we'd have to do 2 years of that in another software. One of the beauties of Equality and QDS working together, it is a seamless bridge so that anything that is done, there is no there's no double entry. And that's pretty important to us because it takes a lot of time. On this slide, they've given you some of the Naugatuck Valley clients that they Equality has their software there and has performed the revaluations in their communities. They are Ansonia, Bethany, Naugatuck, Oxford, Seymour, Shelton, Waterbury, Watertown, Woodbridge, Woodbury, and they've also done it in Prospect for me as well, and I'm on my second one with them in Prospect. Thank you, Mark. You'll see on the next slide that there is a timeline for the revaluation. It's a very, very short timeline because everything is based on sales that have occurred from October of 2023. Through sales that occur through October of 2024. So you can't get started too fast. So you see on this, the data mailers, they have not been sent out. Identity of the projects to inspect, I do have a partial list of that. The data collection has not been completed and done yet. INEs, the entry and analysis, the entries have been done for 2022, but the INEs for 2023 have not been mailed yet. They're also on this, timeline, there are not the photos. With those photos, they agreed to do them for us since we are having problems exporting them from our current Tyler system. So they have agreed to, while they are boots on the ground, to take photos of every property. So that they, and that is not any increase to the cost of the revaluation. Commercial valuation, public utilities and exempt valuations, land studies, cost tables, building cost tables, market rents. All of this is to be completed by November 21st of 2024 for us to be able to get our assessment notices out on time for a company to be able to conduct informal hearings so that the public has an opportunity to be have explanation of how the changes took place and to, you know, to voice their concerns. That is 205 days from today. 56 of those days are on the weekends. So that gives us 149 working days. So it's a very, very tight schedule. If we were going to go in a different direction, another company would have to abide by that time frame. The software conversion was completed about 90% by January of 2024. The income and expense statements, as I told you, have been put on hold. The data mailers on hold. And if we were to delay, we would have to do an RFP statement. We're not sure that we would be able to complete the 2024 reval on time. We did get pushed back or forward 1 year. Nobody has yet asked the legislature to have an extension of any of those communities that have been pushed back. So, and we would never make it on this session because it's a short session. So we would have to rely on next session to hope that the legislature would allow the city of Derby to delay. The reason that we're requesting the bid waiver is so we can continue to work with Equality and complete the revaluation on time. Conducting an RFP is unlikely to produce a better bid, as I've shown you with the amount of money just our current vendor would offer us and what Equality has offered us. And it may result in delaying the revaluation and resulting in additional costs. Derby would need to compensate Equality for work that they've already performed to convert the data software and the 1 year of service that they waived, which comes to $18,700. Unlikely that a new vendor would use Equality's CAMA software. A new vendor would have to come in and convert that software. And as we see by the timeline, it took Equality 6 months to convert our software from Tyler. So that would be, we don't have 6 months to do that. Underneath there, those, and it's very small, but those are all of the revaluation companies that are certified the office by the Office of Policy and Management to even have the possibility to bid on a revaluation. Of those 17 companies, Three of them are personal property. So they're basically there to do audits. The other companies of them, there are only three companies that have their own software: eQuality, Vision Appraisal, and Tyler Technologies. Anybody else who would bid on this project would have to use either the existing software we have, or we would have to pay Tyler Technologies the $53,000 to upgrade our software. And then whatever one of those companies, if they were the winning bid, it would be on top of that $53,000 for them to perform the revaluation. So in conclusion, conducting an RFP now would increase the cost for the city and may delay the 2024 reval to a 2025. And given the small number of the revaluation companies that can perform this task, the likelihood of software conversion would need to take place. We've already sunk costs into converting our data from eQuality. It makes it highly unlikely that conducting this RFP would be a financial benefit for the city of Derby. I do have two major concerns that I'd like to add to this. One is the timing of it. It's very narrow. It's very crucial. All three companies are perfect companies. I've used all of them, so I'm aware that they're all very capable of performing these revaluations and all capable of doing data conversion. I just don't know the timing of the other two companies to do a data conversion, and that concerns me. The other concern is the budget. When we got pushed up a year to do this revaluation, we had to start budgeting a year earlier than we were expected to budget. Currently, we knew what we had to budget last year because we had that quote from eQuality. We have the money in the budget to complete this revaluation on time and on budget. For an RFP, we don't have that prediction of timing or have any reliability of what the budget is. So it may cost the city more money. So I'm asking that the Board of Aldermen, per Section 55 under the Finance Committee and the City Charter, consider this revaluation as professional services and allow a bid waiver on this. I appreciate you giving me the time to speak with you. Have a good evening.
Any questions for Bethy?
Any questions?
I gotta just make sure because they have a question.
Okay.
So
Betsy.
Yes.
Why did it not go out to bid to begin with?
So it is more common than you would imagine that when you have a software in place, and as you see the expense of updating that software, even just to Tyler Technologies, the 2020 reval we did here in Derby, we did not go out to bid either. We considered it professional services because at that time, Tyler gave us a similar bid for an upgrade to software, and that would have put $50,000 more on the budget of the revaluation. So it is common for people to call it professional services and go forward because the company you're presently using tends to give you a much more favorable price for you to stay with them and use their software and let them perform the duties. I did 5 revals in Woodbridge and never went out to bid, because we stayed with the software we had, Vision Appraisal, and then we just put it as professional services.
And then one more question. When you said there was a verbal agreement, who was the verbal agreement between?
Well, I spoke to them once they were coming on board to do the software conversion for QDS, for the billing, for assessment, and for tax. I spoke to QDS, and QDS says, we will convert your data to eQuality, and then they came up with a price for us, and for $22 a parcel, which is very favorable to any city or town, that verbal agreement was done, and that's when they gave me the permission to go forward with the revaluation, the administration.
So as you're coming in here tonight, everything is, we have to do this or that or this or that, like a gun to our head. Shouldn't you have been here 3 months ago?
I went from last July forward. I have been on the process of doing revaluation. I was told 2 weeks ago that I should come to the Board of Aldermen because people were questioning why I didn't go out to bid. That's why.
Well, that's the charter to bid. That's the way we do it in Derby.
And what it's not, it's, I'm not here as a threat.
No, I mean, it's just you're telling us it's going to be longer. It's this, that.
Well, I'm just giving.
We have to follow.
I'm just giving you the
facts. We have to follow the charter.
No, I'm just giving you the information. What you do with it, that's all I'm here to do.
Ready? Take a break. So you mentioned earlier that, did you get permission to have this company come in?
Did I get permission?
For them, yes. You said they told
yes,
you.
Was I got permission to go forward from the administration.
Who was the administration?
Who
told you?
The mayor and the chief of staff.
Which was?
Mayor Zekin and Walt Mayhew.
Correct.
Okay.
All right. So we spoke 2 weeks ago when I came in. I had an issue with down in the assessor's office. And we sat down, and I advised you to come to the meeting.
You did.
Which you did. So, you know, everything in the, it was violated in the charter. I told you there was no permission given by the Board of Aldermen to do this, but still, you went ahead on the presses that the mayor and his chief of staff told you to do it, right? You made a good faith agreement, right? As far as you knew, it was a good faith. There correct. Was nothing wrong, you know. Down
and as my job
as
the assessor, I had a time frame and I had a job to do. So I went forward with it.
So did you ever question why, you know, this didn't go out to the bid? You ever asked the mayor or the chief of staff?
I think I answered that when Sarah asked me that it's not uncommon that people do revaluations on a continuing service or a professional service right. basis.
But you technically don't have the authority to do that.
I don't have the authority to do that. No.
Exactly.
You're correct.
Right. So you didn't question the mayor or the chief of staff saying, you've done this all these years. Didn't you figure out something's not right maybe here? That you talk to the mayor, say, listen, I think we should do this and this instead of this and this. You've been doing it. You got experience. You told us you have experience in all these towns. Didn't everything come to you that says, gee, something doesn't feel right on this?
No, because in my town of Bethany, I just did a reevaluation on a continuing prospect that I'm going through right now. We're doing exactly the same thing. We're signing a contract tomorrow.
So
with no bid.
Get permission from the local authority of those towns in order to go forward, right? You didn't do it on your own. You had to get permission. Right?
Yes.
Okay. So obviously the permission wasn't given in Derby.
Well, the permission was given to me by my boss, who is the mayor at the time.
But
I guess I could have said why, but I...
You didn't.
I didn't.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. No more questions.
Anybody else?
I would like to just say thank you for coming out and talking to us. I don't think it's fair for us to hold you accountable for the political dysfunction that happens at this level, especially as you being an employee, you know, sounds for many cities. So I imagine it's a difficult position for you to be in.
And oh, yeah.
I don't
because
want
to- I, in good faith, as the city assessor for the people of Derby, went forward with the process to make sure that the city of Derby completed their revaluation on time.
Yeah.
I totally understand where you're all coming from. It's not like I don't understand that at all. That's why I'm here.
Yeah. And I understand. Hope most of us understand. We understand what you're saying with the time frame. It's just a difficult, it sucks for us to be put in this situation.
Yeah.
You know, but that's all I got to say.
Okay.
What's the pleasure of the board?
Um, Mr. Mayor, because, you know, there's items coming up on the agenda in regards to the financial software system overall and, you know, what may come out of that, I would make a motion to direct the assessor to not incur any more costs at this point and to table this item until we get more information on the overall financial system.
Make that a formal motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second, George. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Betsy.
Old business, no action. 10, executive session. We will go into executive session for 10 point. What was the new 10 point, sir? What did we make it, 10.2? Or what do we make it? 10.5, I'm sorry. So 10.3, 253 Roosevelt Drive. 10.4, discussion concerning the appointment and employment of Brian Hall as finance director, personnel, and 10.5, the Gemini suit. We'll invite corporation counsel and Linda Fusco, chief of staff. Anybody else?
On the Gemini matter, I think Brian must also join us for that.
All right, so when we get to the Gemini part, Brian, you'll be called back in. Forming a motion to go into executive session.
Executive session at 7:52.
Made by Ron, second. Second by Rob. All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Coming out of an executive session at 8:50. Do I have a motion to come out?
Uh-huh.
Made by Ron, is there a second?
Second
by Amy. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Number 11, regular session action from executive session. 11.1, 253 Roosevelt Drive. Do I have a motion?
Mr. Mayor, I would like to move to resolve the dispute regarding the blight lien at 253 Roosevelt Drive and United Illuminating in accordance with the recommendation of Corporation Counsel.
Sarah made the motion. Is there a second? Second, Rob. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 11.2, approve appointment of finance director. Move to approve appointment of Brian Hall as finance director of the city of Derby, as recommended by Mayor Joseph DiMartino. Do I have a motion?
So moved, Sarah.
Made by Sarah. Is there a second?
Second.
Second, Ron. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Very nice.
Yes.
Effective date will be Monday, April 15th. 11.3, approve compensation package for finance director. Move to approve compensation package as amended for finance director dated April 9th, 2024, and to authorize Mayor Joseph DiMartino to execute said compensation package agreement on behalf of the city of Derby. Do I have a motion? Made by Rob, is there a second?
Second, Sarah.
Second, Sarah. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Number 12, Ron.
Motion to adjourn, 8:52.
Second? Second, Jeff. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Great meeting, guys.
Thank you.